let's just take this map as given, showing the least religious areas of the country, the Pacific Coast, New England, and New York, basically. Two pretty solid blocks. Note, however, that Nevada, which is actually has one of the lower attendance rates of church, is not a blue state, but a purple state, a swing state. It went for George Bush in the most recent election. It's tending for Barack Obama right now, but it certainly would be classified by just about anyone as a purple state. We have a few other oddities. We find that the intermontane West tends to not be very religious, except Utah and Idaho. This would be the Mormon cultural bloc, which has very high rates of religious attendance. But Wyoming, which is a very heavily Republican voting state, actually fairly low rates of church attendance. And we find in part of the upper Great Lakes, states like Minnesota, which is actually has been the most reliably Democratic voting state over the last 50 years. It hasn't gone Republican since 1972. It has actually much higher rates of religious attendance than many other states. Also, you can see fairly high in Pennsylvania. So yeah, the basic pattern, a religious South, parts of the Great Plains, Utah, heavily Republican voting, and a more secular Northeast and West Coast. So the pattern holds, but not perfectly as we look at this. What are some of the other factors that are often associated with red states versus blue states? One would be, well, another one, well, it's not a great map. I put it in there because I knew people would laugh at it. This is the map of Starbucks per capita and Walmarts per capita. It's very common on the internet. It's been commented on very much. But actually, it doesn't work that well if you look at it. What this map is really showing, as much as anything else, is what its geographers would call diffusional patterns. Starbucks started in the Northwest and diffused outwards. So we can see a lot of coverage in states like Arizona. Arizona hasn't gone for... Well, it went for a Clinton in 96. Other than that, it hasn't gone for a Democratic candidate since 64. Well, another thing, too, is that a lot of Western cowboy culture, they are into coffee. That is something you'll notice very, very clearly. So that has something to do with it.